It's Friday, February 7th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigeria's governor of the Borno state, Babagana Umaru Zulum, has spoken out against the Nigerian federal government for refusing to hear the truth about Boko Haram, the Muslim extremist group. Zulum said Boko Haram has created 59,311 orphans and 59,123 widows in their violent rampages. On Sunday, an estimated 5 million people participated in a prayer walk across 28 of Nigeria's 36 states in response to a call from the Christian Association of Nigeria. The march protested the beheading of Pastor Lawan Ndimi, chairman of a regional Christian Association of Nigeria chapter. Boko Haram and other Muslim extremists killed over 1,000 Christians in Nigeria last year alone. Psalm 14, verse 4 asks, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord?" Last Friday, President Donald Trump issued an expanded travel ban targeting immigrants from Nigeria and 5 other countries. The list includes 3 Muslim-majority nations. The other countries are Myanmar, Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Sudan, and Tanzania. Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, confirmed this week that she has retired from the State Department. This comes after the Trump administration recalled her from her post in Ukraine back in May of 2019. In November, Yovanovitch testified before the House Intelligence Committee in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. It has also come out recently that an American evangelical pastor and dozens of Ukrainian Christian groups sent a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in 2018, reports BuzzFeed. In the letter, Pastor Dale Armstrong and 39 conservative Christian groups called for Yovanovitch to be fired for supporting sexually perverted lifestyles and leading 60 U.S. Embassy Kyiv officials in Ukraine's annual homosexual pride march. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo launched the first ever International Religious Freedom Alliance, joined by 27 countries. Pompeo said the alliance would, quote, "push the issue of religious freedom forward around the world," end quote. Pompeo also stated, quote, "egregious perpetrators of religious persecution have long operated with impunity. The alliance will unify powerful nations and leverage their resources to stop bad actors and advocate for the persecuted, the defenseless, and the vulnerable," end quote. Yesterday, President Trump addressed 3,500 people from 140 countries during the 68th Annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C., commending Pompeo's Religious Freedom Alliance and the importance of faith and prayer.
All of us here today reaffirm these timeless truths. Faith keeps us free. Prayer makes us strong. And God alone is the author of life and the giver of grace.
Trump acknowledged attacks on Christianity and committed to protecting Christians.
Religion in this country and religion all over the world, certain religions in particular, are under siege. We won't let that happen. We are going to protect our religions. We are going to protect Christianity.
Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2, "I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence." A Students for Life chapter won a major victory against California State University campus of San Marcos on Tuesday. The university agreed that it would no longer discriminate against pro-life groups, and they would pay the Students for Life $240,000 in legal fees and $3,000 in damages. During the 2016-2017 academic year, the pro-lifers found that $296,498 of the mandatory student fees went to the Gender Equity Center and the LGBTQA Pride Center, while only $6,000 went to the other 100 student groups, including the Students for Life. And finally, Barna released a new study of the challenges that pastors see facing their churches today. Half of Protestant pastors said, quote, reaching a younger audience and declining or inconsistent outreach and evangelism, end quote, are major issues for their ministry. Another concern that has grown significantly for pastors is, quote, low spiritual maturity among churchgoers, end quote. The study also asked pastors what their greatest concerns for the church at large were. 72% said, quote, watered-down gospel teachings, end quote. And 66% said, quote, culture's shift to a secular age, end quote, were major concerns. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2 says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, February 7th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.